Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's not easy being Jeff Lewis.
When people treat me badly or talk badly to me or down to me or criticize me, I suddenly love them. I thought I had gonorrhea, chlamydia. I thought I had it all.
So you are going to disappoint somebody or a lot of people.
Pretty much everyone in this room.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Good morning. I'm here with Lala Kent, Mercedes Javid, and Shane Douglas. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Megan was scheduled to be here today. Unfortunately, well, she disappeared yesterday for a couple hours. I couldn't reach her. And what worried me is that she was supposed to drop by Doug's, and I was afraid that she got too close to the shed, and you know, I was worried we were never going to see her again.
Sure.
She did resurface. She did make it out of Doug's safely, and but she's got COVID.
No way.
Yeah, she got COVID again. Can you believe this?
I had a nightmare that you had another super spreader event at Leah Black's house this Christmas.
That was a premonition.
Yeah,
it was.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
I was talking to her last night about it. I said, can you host another super spreader?
Oh my God.
She's thinking about it. Yeah.
Can I come this time?
Yeah, you're invited.
All right, 100. I'm there.
And I've got to make sure to invite Heather McDonald.
Wait.
Oh, yeah. She has
first.
FOMO.
First.
First, before anybody.
Yeah.
Run the date past her. Make sure it works for her schedule.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
No, I will. No, I have to make sure.
And then wait. Hey, Megan. I know she's listening. Are you okay? Are you feeling okay? Do you need anything?
I'm okay.
Okay, let me just explain something.
Okay.
She was totally fine yesterday at 10 a.m. By 12 o'clock, Drama was in bed with a scratchy throat.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, trolling the gram, honey. Trolling the gram. I said, oh, okay. So she's going to milk this for all it's worth.
When I say to someone, let me know if you need anything, if they were to actually ask me for something, I'd be like, oh, busy. Sorry.
No, you just Uber Eats it over. You just send it. I did that for someone. I just sent them like juice. Without
okay.
doing anything.
Oh, just Uber Eats.
Yeah, you just send them Uber Eats, and like $25 later, they have like a week's worth of green juice.
Do I do Postmates or Uber Eats?
Postmates usually.
Yeah, that's what I do too.
Is one better than the other? Or?
No, it's the same company now.
No, I think Postmates is more.
Oh, then I'm definitely switching.
Yeah.
Let me ask you something. So your cute assistant over here, Jessica, how long has she been working with you?
A little over a year, and she's godsend.
Does she, because I One of Shane's responsibilities is to always tell me how good I look.
Yeah.
So he will help build.
Well, you fucked me with that today. Just told me I looked awesome. And then you're like, your pants are too big.
They
and
are too big. If you want to look at my Instagram, at JL Jeff Lewis. I mean, it's good that you're so skinny, but I said your pants are too big for you.
Well, everything's too big for me right now. But who posts something main page without smacking it with like Snow App, Facetune?
What's
I mean,
Snow
I'm
app?
So vulnerable right now
one.
With
honestly,
the fact that it goes straight to fucking grid. Am I allowed to cuss on this?
Yes, you can. But here's the thing. The Jeff Lewis Live hosts are so hot that we don't need filters. We don't need filters or the
facts.
Snow App or whatever.
Big facts. Big facts.
Yeah. But I should have done something with your pants because it does look like you have a big dick. Yeah. Big
I do have BDE though.
For sure.
I always say when dudes try to do a dick measuring contest, I will always win.
100. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, we're very inclusive here. We don't,
I love
we
that.
Don't
I know.
Mind if you have a dick. It's fine with us.
Mm-hmm.
We actually prefer it. We prefer it, actually. Now, so the one thing that Shane did yesterday, this is the best thing in the world, and I should have done this 15 years ago. I have this Julie Kozak, who's kind of like stylist, shopper, like she'll go and pull everything, bring it to the house. Clothes shopping. I fucking hate. This is why I've looked like shit for the last 10 years and nothing fits.
What are you talking about? You look amazing.
Amazing.
See, good. Good. You're quicker today than you were yesterday.
I'm up.
But so she brings the clothes and then, you know, I'm looking at the mirror and I'm like, Shane, I'm like, is this color flattering on me?
Oh my God, that color was made for you. Your eyes pop. You look incredible with your skin, with your complexion. You look amazing. Yeah.
It's navy blue.
But with these shoes.
It's navy blue. Everyone looks good.
I'm like,
in
with these shoes, do my feet look big?
Your feet look perfect. You have like perfect like ballerina feet. Like you just you couldn't be better.
Wait, that's totally a good thing. You want your feet to be huge.
No, because people say that I have clown shoes because I do have big shoes. Here's the problem.
You do.
But the problem is that my shoes are even bigger than my feet because mm-hmm. my feet are so wide mm-hmm. that I have to get, it just looks, they look like, they
what
look
size
like,
are you? 12.
Like 11, half 12, but yeah. I have to get like 13s. Mm. But then there's room in the shoe.
That's why you do the New Balance sneakers.
Because they're so wide.
That's when reject your offer to come
I only
do the
wear
show.
Them on
she
my...
She loses her boner when you put
can
on...
I tell you
I only wear them on my gay walks.
I understand the wide feet, skinny feet, because I went to Bloomingdale's yesterday and there were these Dolce & Gabbana shoes that I had to have, and it was my lucky day because they were originally like $1,200 and they dropped to $350 just yesterday.
Holy
they
shit,
didn't,
that's a good
I know,
deal.
They didn't have my size, so they brought out a 9. It fits, but they're a little baggy, and I was like, screw it. Mm-hmm. They're $350. I'll figure it out. I'll make them fit.
Yeah.
If your feet swell up, they'll fit better.
Totally.
So what if it what if they were a little too small? Would you have shoved your feet in there?
For yes. Mm.
For
when you take me
honey?
From 1200 to 350 there for Dolce's, go. Done.
See, I got these tennis shoes yesterday.
Uh-oh.
These Paul Smith are really cute. But they the problem is that they are a bit small.
Oh my god,
oh,
so
they're really cute.
They're
I,
a little
I wanted
small.
To hate them so that I could, you know, come back at you for you saying what you said about my oversized pants.
But does everyone agree her pants are too big?
No, I wouldn't have said it to her, your pants are too big, but I know when you say it, it comes from like an overprotective, loving place, Jeff.
Yes.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is you are fit, you are lean,
skinny,
you are
beautiful.
Thin, you need to wear clothes that are, and look, you're talking to a guy who wore, I didn't wear my size for 10 years. Everything was big, it was terrible.
Yeah, but MJ and I have the same problem right now,
we
is
do.
That I refuse to go buy clothes that fit me because I'm going to get an ass again. I just
know
it. I
want an ass again. You don't talk enough about my weight loss, Jeff Reed.
I'm sorry. We can talk about your weight loss.
No,
you look fantastic.
It's too late.
You
really
look good.
It's
you
too
look
late.
Bomb. Can I tell you, though? MJ is like every time I see her, I think she thinks I want to, do fun stuff with her because I'm always like,
you're
so
I hope.
Is that why you guys were vaping together this morning?
Oh, such a nasty habit. That's so fun.
But you said you got buzzed just from, I've never vaped.
Yeah, it's good.
You got a buzz.
I'm going to go get some right after. Crack dealer around the corner.
Well, just so you know that I have 4.81 stars on WikiFeet.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Shout out Heather McDonald does too.
Yeah. So.
Do you have long toes?
I can show them to the break if you want.
Ooh. Yeah, I'd love it. Okay. I just want to know what earned you that score.
I don't know, because even Stu's like, why do you have pictures of your feet on the internet?
Yeah, but do you post them? Someone else posts them.
What happened was that there was like maybe a couple of photos with Monroe and I, like maybe outside, I did my shoes on. And then you've got creepies that,
see?
You know.
Then they collect them.
See, there's my feet. So what happens is you got.
Oh,
you've
that's
got,
so cute.
That's funny. Got,
you do have. Yeah, they're cute. The toes are all, you know.
Symmetrical.
Yeah.
But
they go, they decline.
What are people doing with these photos?
Oh,
it's disgusting.
Snacking? How did you do that? Do it again.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That sounded like me last night.
Lucky
what?
Too.
What happened? Are you dating someone?
No, but I think I might be in love with someone. I know. I don't know how that happened.
Wait,
who,
is he
what?
Local? Tell us everything.
Yeah, he's a local. And my friend's been trying to hook me up with him for a long time, and we finally met. We've hung out, like, literally. That was the third time. We had a lot of fun, and it was like...
What does that mean?
We just had a lot of fun.
What do you think it means?
You know... No. That I was totally kidding. I saw him very quickly, and I was just like, oh, my God. The face, when the face hits right, it's like game over.
Mm.
Same. I'm a face guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what are you allowed to say about him?
That he's just very...
He has a job, right?
He does have a job.
And is he age appropriate?
Yeah, totally.
What's age? Oh, younger than...
No, he's 38.
No, we want him older. Oh, you mean younger, like under 18?
Younger
no.
Than you.
No, I was like, younger than Randall would be more age appropriate is what I thought you were saying. Was I wrong?
Well, I'll never go that
old.
Yeah, 20
easy.
Years is
easy.
A lot.
Easy. Because I think I'm Randall's age. Easy. So you're 32?
I'm 32.
Okay, so 42, 45. That's good.
Mm-mm. He's younger.
Too, I think
okay.
I got to
be open-minded people.
Below 40.
What? No.
Yeah. No, she's 28.
They don't even grow up until they hit their 40s. I'm telling you.
Yeah, but I'm going to get older, so there will be a time where I'm like, 40's fine. But like right now, just below 40 is like the safe zone.
Oh, so he's not 40.
I think that's a mistake.
No, he's 38.
Okay. And what else?
Perfect.
Nice. That's nice.
What else about him?
I love his brain.
Okay, so he's funny and smart?
He's very smart. And you wouldn't, his face doesn't match like what comes out of his mouth.
Too hot to be so smart.
He's a unicorn.
Does his
I'm gonna
oh,
need
so
to
so
like
smart.
Have his baby or something.
Does he?
Oh, let's slow down a little
no,
bit.
No, I know.
Then your feet will swell up and you can wear the shoes.
Then I can wear the Dolces.
Perfect.
Right after the airplane.
Yeah, hold on to those pants then, because those were your pregnancy pants, right?
Oh, my
yes,
God.
They were my pregnancy pants.
Now, are you filming season 10 of Vanderpump Rules now?
No, we wrapped.
Okay. And when will that air?
I think the beginning of next year.
I read something that was a little bit disturbing. I know you're good friends with Katie Maloney.
Yes.
Well, and they got divorced. Well, they separated about a year ago, 11 months ago, right? Tom Schwartz and Katie Maloney?
Yeah, just shy of a year.
And then recently, what I read is at Sheena's wedding that Tom Schwartz hooked up with James Kennedy's ex, Raquel. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And when you say hooked up, they had sex?
I don't know that they had sex. I know they made out. Something don't smell right, though.
Okay, so are they dating?
Look at his face. I don't know if they're dating either. I've learned that this year, if you don't move correctly, I'm burning the bridge. I don't want you in my life. So I don't know what they do, what they're doing. It's just like, you're gross. I don't want to be around you.
I imagine that Katie is probably pretty upset. Isn't there some sort of girl code that people need to...
There should be.
Yeah.
You know, you would think. I don't know that that really... I'm excited for people to watch the season. Because it's going to be amazing. Katie was originally upset. She shook it off, went and got some good PP, and she's good
That's
now.
It.
But she also...
So she's dating somebody now.
She
not, looks great.
She looks
so incredible. She lost 180 good. Pounds, huh?
I hope she's listening to this
that?
In terms of she
Tom
just
Schwartz.
Looks so...
Light.
Liberated and gorgeous and like the glow. I mean, amazing.
She looks good.
No, she looks like so good. She's never looked better. And she's lighter. Like her face has changed. Yeah.
Because she was mommy for all of those years. That's it's a lot of work.
It's torture.
It's sex appeal from being unencumbered, you know?
Yeah, and she's a sexual person. And I don't know that Schwartzy was. So she's gotta be with someone who's like
I've said this over and over. You know, you get in these relationships where the woman takes care of the man and assumes like this mommy role, and after a while they don't want to fuck mommy. So yeah, I imagine he has a sex drive. He just didn't want to have sex with her anymore.
And I don't think she wanted to have sex with him either.
Well, no, because it's not hot.
No, it's not.
It's not hot. I get it. So you know what? I'm glad that they separated. I'm glad that they're getting divorced because they both are going to have the opportunity to meet someone that's better for them.
I think so too.
Is she coming to BravoCon?
She needs to be with a man. Good. She needs a man.
I want to see her in a position where she gets to be babied and someone takes control.
Nurtured.
She's 100%. And she says she doesn't need that.
Everybody
needs
that. Yeah, everybody needs that.
She doesn't know that she needs it.
Until she experiences it and then it's going to be fun.
By the way, we think Megan got COVID at the Hollywood Bowl. But I said, how's that possible?
What was the concert?
Because it's outside Stevie Nicks. I wish I would have known. I would have gone.
I would have gone, too.
Yeah. No, because then you'd have COVID.
Wait.
It would have been worth it, I think. I heard it was a great concert.
I want to go to New York, so I'm glad.
People still get COVID? I didn't know.
I know. I didn't even think COVID was a thing anymore. But I also don't watch the news.
I don't either.
Or read. No. So I just thought it was gone.
I just want to stay in my bubble. Because
that's where I live.
Yeah. I can't.
Likewise.
I want to be made aware, and then I want to retreat back into the bubble.
I am so happy here.
Yeah, me
I'm
too.
So happy here. I have no intention of ever leaving my bubble.
No. I feel
safe. It's a safe
here.
Place. And oh, alcohol is fucking flowing. Yeah. No, I love it. Okay. I'm going to change gears here. It is time for another edition of Jeff Lewis Live Idol.
This is Jeff Lewis Live Idol. Here we go.
This is the stage where ordinary people become superstars. Shane Douglas, our undefeated champion, is back to defend his crown today. Good luck, Shane Douglas.
Lately, I've had a little bit of an unstable home environment. My dad's went on pause, whatever that means, and they weren't speaking for 10 days. And when they're going through drama, no one cares about me. Usually when I'm not getting enough attention at home, I'll just go to High Tops and get it from handsome men. But since I've been watching so much Jeffrey Dahmer lately, I'm afraid to talk to anyone at the bars. I don't want to get eaten. Well, I mean, I could get eaten, but not like that. So sometimes I have to remind myself that I am the shit, even if no one else is telling me that.
I don't care if these bitches don't like me. Cause like, I'm pretty as fuck.
Just the other day, I heard a hoe say, matter of fact, what could a hoe say? With a face like this and a bitch this paid, shit, what could a hoe say? The bag so expensive, my pussy came with it. Body so nice, they be saying who did it. But everything natural, actual, factual, prissy in the streets, but I fuck like an animal. All you hoes know who the fuck I am, from your boyfriend down to my Instagram. Talk busted ass hoes that you geeky with, I bet your jaw drop if you ever see me, bitch. I'm her, 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 she. She. Take a pick. It's me, 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 me. Take your friends. It's her, 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 her.
Wow! Great job, Shane Douglas.
God,
you see why he's
incredible.
Our undefeated champion?
Yeah, he's
I'm wearing my Madonna glasses. Dude. Yeah. All right, we're gonna take a quick break. God. Walmart Plus is the membership that saves you time and money on the stuff you'd expect. Plus the stuff you don't, like gas. Save on gas while you drive the kids to soccer practice, plus visit your in-laws, plus venture into the wilderness, plus wherever else you want to go. Plus, take some guilt-free time on the couch because Walmart Plus also saves you time and money with free delivery. It's perfect for ordering new remote batteries, plus more coffee when somebody finishes it without telling you, plus snacks for your movie night. Plus, save on the actual movies with a Paramount Plus subscription. Stream Top Gun Maverick, plus Mean Girls, plus Jack Reacher, plus so much more. Because savings is what the whole Walmart Plus membership is all about. Members save on gas, plus free delivery, plus Paramount Plus, plus so much more. Start a free 30-day trial at www.walmartplus.com. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions. $35 order minimum, Paramount Plus Essential plan only, separate registration required.
Home isn't just a place. It's a state of mind, like curling up in a comfy chair while it's cold outside, with a warm drink, or maybe even a wine in hand. As you watch the world go by outside your window.
Mmm, short rib.
Good afternoon, this is your captain speaking.
Which is why at Delta, our people do our best to make you feel at home.
Refill?
Long before you get there. Delta, keep climbing.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
We are back with Lala Kent, Mercedes Javid, and Shane Douglas. Okay, so next week we will be in New York City the entire week. You guys are arriving... You're arriving Thursday, Lala.
Yes.
You'll be there Thursday also.
Yes.
We leave Sunday. Alyssa's going to New York.
Tuesday.
Yay.
So you'll be
See
in studio with us
Tuesday.
Wednesday.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Okay, so the show schedule is as follows. Monday, we kick it off with Andy Cohen. Tuesday, Dolores Catania. Wednesday, Margaret Josephs. Thursday, Loanne de Lesseps. And Friday, our queen.
Queen.
Lisa Barlow.
I love it.
Wait, is she really your queen?
Yes.
My queen.
You could have been if you hadn't canceled being on this show so many times. You were in line.
Mm. Really?
Yeah, you were in line.
Mm. Yeah, but I was filming a show.
You can't come here for 1 hour from 9 to 10?
No, I probably could.
Yeah.
Sorry.
We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it. Make a little bit more money.
Can I be honest why I canceled?
Yeah.
Because that article dropped, the LA Times. And I was like, I'm not.
I don't read. It doesn't matter. We would have. We would just talk about carpool and shit.
I'm not gonna ask you about that.
And Chili's. I wouldn't have asked.
Japan.
This isn't like. This isn't
article?
Like pressing news here. We don't even know the news.
No, that's what I was worried about. I was like, I cannot expose myself.
But you're here today. You know what we talk about. We fucking talk about nothing.
I know. I love that part.
I know. You don't have to worry about it.
Okay.
All you had to say is, like, hey, we're not talking about what's in the news. I'm like, what news? Again, bubble.
Okay.
Bubble.
All right. Well, I apologize. That's literally why, though.
Yeah. But
so
now
can you give me a pass?
Yeah.
Okay, so I look forward to taking Lisa Barlow's spot.
You could be like Duchess Princess.
I love her, too.
I love her.
It's an unpopular opinion, by the way.
Who?
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Oh, I think there's a lot of people that like Lisa that are afraid to say we like Lisa. I'm not afraid to say it.
I'm not either.
I like the way she dresses.
Misrepresented.
She's so hot. Yeah. So hot.
Well, you know,
some of the interview looks no.
Yes.
But... she was on the... remember she was playing basketball with her son the other night?
She looked incredible.
She looked hot.
No, she's banging.
Yeah.
Totally.
She looks good. I don't believe that she's fucking around either. She's happily married.
No. I think Meredith retracted last night on Instagram.
She really loves John. What?
I think Meredith retracted, backpedaled on Instagram.
I know. I can't listen to
rejecting, deflecting, and lying anymore.
Yeah. It's dangerous to be saying things like that.
It's defamatory.
Really defamatory.
I feel like that goes out the window the second you sign the contract for reality TV.
It's the first thing that happens.
Oh, yeah.
Someone just drags you for your life.
I didn't love it.
Gets away with it.
So I wanted to ask you, I remember watching Vanderpump Rules and you had like your blanket when you were a baby.
Yeah.
Do you still have it?
I have a blanket, that I travel with and everything.
You do? It's like a security blanket.
Yeah. I like it by my face.
Okay. So have you had it since you were a baby?
No.
Oh. The reason I ask is I thought you might relate to this.
Okay.
So I've been exploring in therapy, you know, trying to like, I'm taking a look at like childhood trauma.
Okay.
And I believe that my parents took away my blanket and my Snoopy too soon.
Oh.
Because if I'm 52 and still remember the trauma, there's a problem.
I think so too.
So my friend Krista did the sweetest thing for me. She went and found on eBay like a Snoopy from the 70s that is old as me. And she sent it. Yes.
I can't believe that. I thought you were like 30.
Okay. And she sent it to me. And it's a little smaller than the one I had. But I've slept with it for the last 3 nights.
You have?
And it sits on my bed. And I took a picture of it. And I sent it to Chris. I'm like, don't you think it's weird, though, that a 52-year-old man has like a Snoopy on his bed? She's like, no. It's like I'm healing my wounded inner child.
I think that's important, though.
Yeah.
How old were you when they took it away? Like 15?
No, bitch. Like 3 or 4. Like
way too young.
Why would you take a blanket away, though?
I cried for like 2 days.
To be
well,
cold?
Yeah, that's young.
Aren't you cold? If you
know? I think it's because if I don't know what the bed is going to be like, at least I have like my comfort.
Right. Like
your
pillow.
Totally.
Yes. But it is weird that I carry. I mean, I don't know if I'm going to travel with it because I just think.
You shove it in the duffel or in the suitcase and no one even knows.
But it
or
is on my bed and I just sleep
luckily
with it
last you night. have a kid. You can be like, oh my God, Monroe left her Snoopy in here. Weird.
Wait, what's the dimension? What's the dimension? Is it like a baby size blanket?
No, it's big.
Okay, it's so like it's adult size.
Yeah.
But my Snoopy was much bigger. This is a small version.
Aww.
So it doesn't take up like a lot of the bed. And the way that I've put it on the bed, it's kind of in between like the shams and the, you know, so you can't really see it.
I feel like you're very chic, right? Like, you know what you're doing. I'm sure it looks really cool on the bed.
I don't think it looks really cool. I have a picture.
I think
I'll show you.
Okay, I want to see it.
I have a picture.
From the 70s sounds cool.
Hold on.
Cool
let me
on
find it. Let me find it.
It's like an accessory.
But Stu hasn't said anything about it. He's like, he's not like, this is weird or anything like that. Oh, that's so cute. Look
well, why would he? If you're like, I have it because of my childhood trauma. It's really cute.
Oh, it's a dog?
Snoopy's a dog.
I didn't know you were talking about Charles Schulz, like the actual Snoopy.
Yeah.
Oh.
I used to carry when I was 3.
I thought it was like slang for blankie. I don't know.
I need to
Lala
find.
Lala has a blanket. Jeff has a Snoopy.
Yes. Okay. I also had a blanket too, but that got taken away as well. But the Snoopy was big. And I was like, you know, little. I was 3. So I would carry this huge Snoopy around.
Yeah.
And I would take him wherever I went.
Do you have that one?
No, that's the one that they took away.
Can you fucking follow along? They took it from me.
She's vaped up, y'all.
Jesus
I
Christ.
Am so
she
high
really
right
am.
Now.
She can't follow this.
Wait, but Andy gave everyone who had a baby a big Snoopy.
Yeah. We have that too.
So you have
but
that
one's from Monroe.
Uh-huh. You can't have it.
I have that. This Snoopy is from the 70s.
Shams doesn't play with his. Do you want it? Do you want me to beat it up a little and distress it and make it look like it's from
I just thought that was a really sweet gesture
very.
Of Kristen.
That is very sweet.
She's
sweet.
The sweetest. I love her. I hope she's listening. We miss you, Krista.
Shout out, Krista.
So I have to tell you what's happening with Gage. He called me yesterday.
Oh, God.
He goes, I really need your help.
Is Gage the ex?
Yes.
Okay.
And we're getting along well.
Good.
We're
I love
not,
that.
We don't need Family Wizard. We're getting along fine. We're co-parenting beautifully.
I love that for you.
So he calls me. He's like, I really need your help. I'm like, what's going on? He's like, Patty Stanger will not stop texting me. And I'm thinking, why? Is she trying to set you up? He's like, no. She hired a new assistant. I don't know what his name is. I don't know if it's Gage. I don't know if it's Greg. I don't know if it's Gary. But she keeps texting me. She has texted me 15 times today. I have texted her 3 times and said, please delete my contact. It's not the right number. But she's like, keeps like barking orders at him. He goes, I think the guy started today because she has texted me 15 times today.
Wow.
And he's like, 3 times I've said, it's not, this is not, this is Gage. This is Gage Edward. Jeff's ex. Like, you're not supposed to be texting me. So he called, he's like, Jeff, could you get my number deleted, please? It's nonstop.
She needs the Warby Parker Dahmer glasses. That's the solution.
What?
You think she can't
glasses.
See?
Oh, she needs glasses? She
I mean, if you're texting the wrong person, you can't see.
But if you have 2 people with the same name in the phone, I've done that a lot. Like, I constantly text my trainer about stuff from AA because my sponsor's name is also Jenna. So I'm constantly being like, let's get the 4th step done. I have a lot of resentment. And my trainer's like, wrong person again.
Although Steph does.
I did that too.
Steph can
too.
Transfer from trainer to AA sponsor.
Absolutely.
You could play it off.
Stairmaster, let's go, bitch. Step
so,
up.
There was this guy that I was kind of seeing, like, you know, very casually. And I texted him one night and I was like, hey, what's going on? When are we hanging out or whatever? And I accidentally texted Lawrence, my architect.
Oh.
And then he responded. I was like, oh my God, wrong person. But I was so fucking embarrassed. And I'm actually glad I didn't say anything worse.
No pics.
Yes.
Yeah. But yes, I've done that.
Like when you're thinking about someone and you're texting about them and you accidentally send it to the person, there's no coming back from
nope.
it.
I almost always look at the picture before I hit send. I type it. I look up at the picture to make sure it's them, and then I press
it's because
send.
You wear overalls.
Okay, so we do need to talk about that today.
Let's address it.
The elephant in the room.
Okay, so Jameson is wearing black overalls.
Yes,
who
baby.
Makes them?
These are from ASOS, which is great because they make a little tinier sizes.
Aww, for petite
homosexuals.
And he has a, he is wearing what looks to be like a flare.
It's a horseshoe pin. It's from my friend Rachel. Thank you, Rachel. She got it for me for my birthday. And I'm
what does it symbolize? Just
luck? Jeff, horseshoes.
Yeah, I know. Okay, yeah. Just
I
luck.
Need
good
love
luck.
When I'm around
yeah, Jeff. He's wearing these to Disneyland and he's going to cover them with his
no, you,
Disney
you cannot.
Pins.
It's going to be
the
way
perfect Disney.
No, no, no. It's going to be way too hot. You can't wear that.
It's a great idea.
You can't wear that.
It'll be a few more weeks.
No, 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 no.
It's bad because it takes forever to take off in case you have a bathroom emergency.
I will tell you, when I put them on this morning, I did think it's going to be a pain.
His IBS.
It's always a pain to go to the bathroom in these.
He does. He really does.
He shits a lot, Lala.
I should install one of those like back panels.
Oh, that's why you're so skinny.
Thank you.
Yes. Yes. All right. So I do want to tell you what happened last night. I was with Leah Black at Bottega Louie with Brandy Howard.
Does she live here?
She lives here like half the year.
Got it.
So she was in town. We went. To- that's
there
Leah.
She is.
So it was Stu, me, Shane, Brandy, Julie, Leah.
Fun.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
We went. We had a great time. Went to leave. The valet was unbelievably crowded and backed up. So Stu and I have a strange relationship in that we get very passionate. We raise our voices. We like, but it doesn't mean we're not fighting. So I said to him, I'm like, Stu, we are never going to get out of here. I said, you're going to have to be more aggressive because he drove.
Okay.
And I said, you're going to push your way up there. And he was like, kind of like standing back and being polite. I'm like, Stu, you are never going to get your car unless you push your way up to the front. So he wouldn't do it. I said, you know what? I'm Ubering home. And he goes, you Uber home and I'm fucking going home. And I said, you're not fucking going home. I said, so we were like fucking around. You know what I mean? Like this is foreplay for us.
Totally.
So I'm like, you're not going home, fucker. You're coming to my house. So then I'm like, get up there. And so I like pushed him. So somebody called TMZ and said that we got in a fight in front of Bottega Louie.
Oh,
because I guess it looked like we were fighting, but we were doing our usual shit. You know what I mean? That we It's foreplay. We fuck around. You know what I mean?
Totally. So like, I take him back to the back room. I'm like, you're not fucking taking him back to the back room to fucking fuck him. I said, he loves me,
that's
not you.
That's at the strip club. He got mad at the stripper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because what was happening, I was getting all these lap dances, and this one girl was like, come back to the back room. And he's like, you're not fucking going back to the back room. And then that's
and
what.
Fucking fuck him.
Yeah, and fucking fuck him. That's what he said.
Was it a guy or a girl?
It was a girl.
To take you?
It was a girl.
When was that?
When we're in Vegas.
Vegas, before we got banned from the Venetian
like
Resort.
Spearmint Rhino or something?
No,
like
it was Crazy Horse 3.
Crazy Horse 3. Good?
Fun.
Top tier.
So you would love it. It's okay. So fun.
By the way, neither of you should have been driving if you were at dinner.
I wasn't driving. I was going to Uber home.
Yeah.
He only had one drink.
Stu was at work.
Oh, yeah. He was there the whole time. So he came late.
He didn't sit and drink with us. He just came.
You need to start putting your valet ticket in like 20 minutes before you get the check.
We never would. If I didn't push him to the front, if I was standing behind him, pushing him to the front past other people, we never would have got that car.
Maybe at the beginning, you know how you do your advance tips and you like tip them really high in advance?
Yes.
You need to tell him and then they'll just park the car right in front.
Oh, you mean when he was like, do you have any cash for the valet? And I'm like, fuck, here you go. Do you have any cash for the tip? I'm like, why do you have no money? You have no cash whatsoever.
Who carries cash?
I do.
I know. Well, I need to start carrying cash because I'm always looking at Jessica like, where's the money?
The LOL of Bottega Louie is that it's this fancy restaurant, which was previously downtown, and they've had that location in WeHo, but it's smack in the middle of all the bars.
No,
so
I know.
Right next to it is a bar called Mother Lode.
Yeah.
Which is always
a fun bar.
No, it's like Mother Lode, Tom Tom, yeah. Beaches.
Yes. Yeah.
It's a super fun area, but yes, on a Thursday night, it's a nightmare.
Tops was going off.
Tops was popping.
I'm surprised you didn't go, or did you?
I didn't. I went home. Bummer.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Stu was like, I could tell he was like, whoa, it's really going off on there. I'm like, that part of your life is over. It's over.
Wait, did you talk about going over to his house for dinner on Friday night?
Yeah, it was great. We had a really nice time.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
He's really making an effort, that guy.
Yeah.
He could be more aggressive at the valet, though.
Yeah.
I think we could have got the car 10 minutes sooner. If I was driving.
There's always next time.
I love that you guys had TMZ called on you because you shoved him, but it was because you wanted your car. It was just
it was just
a tap to the front of the valet.
My voice was raised.
Yeah, but whose isn't these days, you know?
Right.
To get the job done, you got
to raise
the voice. But
I wasn't mad at him. I was mad at the situation.
Totally. I totally get
right?
that. Yes, and we're a group of passionate people.
Yes. So you people think that I raise my voice. I'm yelling at someone. No, I'm not.
In my household, if you're not loud,
what did you just say? What did you say to me?
Totally.
I just said,
There's just a little show that has documented you yelling at people a lot. And so if people see you yelling on the street, they think there's a situation.
I don't feel like you're a yeller. I feel like your voice just gets raised. There's such a difference.
Passionate.
My mom always said, I'm not yelling at you.
Yes.
This is yelling. And then she would yell and you were like, okay,
yes
there
I
is
always
a difference.
Say that. I'm not yelling.
Also, and then you have to show them. Like
yes.
If TMZ says you were yelling, you show them what yelling is. And then they're like, okay, he definitely wasn't yelling.
Yeah, they said that we were fighting. Because then they called because Leah Black has a connection at TMZ. And that guy said, are you with Jeff Lewis?
And she was like, no.
And she's like, yeah. And he's like, because this is the call we just got. She's like, what are you talking about? No, they're not fighting.
Also, Jeff, we need a TMZ story for you because your last one is from, actually, it's from Valentine's Day when you sold your house.
What?
So, yeah, that's the last
you're
one.
You're so irrelevant. It's crazy.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I'm looking at the history. I don't see it. Yeah.
214.
So you better refresh really that.
I need to misbehave this weekend.
But do you want to be on TMZ? Is that like, right?
I don't.
I don't really either.
People, though.
Wait,
people,
I thought
people
the...
Mag.
I thought
People.
That when
com,
your,
maybe.
Yeah.
Your neighbor got robbed, didn't you land on TMZ?
Oh, that's right.
That was
all
more recent.
That wasn't TMZ,
I'm
though.
So glad we have such a great researcher here. Yeah, that's right. When my neighbor got robbed and I made it
but
about
that was
me.
People and
it's so sad. It is. I made it totally about me. I was so terrified. What about the poor woman that got tied up and beat? No.
Hogtied.
Yeah.
Hogtied. Yes. Facts.
No.
She's
no
recovering
exaggeration.
Nicely, by the way.
Okay.
She looks good.
We look so good in those paparazzi
pictures. Did you end up sending her a castle?
It's a really good photo
something?
Of me.
You really did.
Do we have that photo? Oh, I'm asking the wrong
the
person.
The one on OK Fab has me in it, so maybe do that one.
Yeah, Shane got it.
Too
yeah,
fab.
Maybe just, oh yeah, oh, too fab. Okay, Matt. Whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just
Zaddy.
It's a good photo.
Yeah.
You look hot.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm real happy with those photos.
Yeah. You guys look
you guys
really good.
Both
that was a great shoot.
Hot.
Yeah.
I like Shane's face behind the tree.
I do. <too. laughs> Action shot.
Why isn't that your your default photo on like all your apps.
The bone structure is really hitting right in that.
It's good lighting. Yeah. It's good lighting.
Lighting
it's
is
great
everything.
Great lighting.
Yeah. I'm very pleased with
Did
that
Did you
photo.
Know that they were
I'm
out
sorry
there
about my neighbor, but I look good in those
photo.
Paparazzi photos.
Hell yeah.
Sorry about the robbery.
I mean, Shane looks like he could be in an action movie in this photo.
He does.
It's like so pensive.
We were
ready.
On our way to dinner with Dr. Donna. Wow. That's why I was like, I was zoned out. Yeah. I was like, let's fucking go.
You should be zoned out more often because you look like a Dolce & Gabbana model.
For sure.
Wow.
Wow.
Uh-oh.
And he's talented.
I know.
And I rap.
Undefeated
and you rap.
Champion. Tommy, is he in therapy alone or do you guys go together?
Neither.
Oh, no therapy at all.
Therapy,
no
like therapy. Anger management type stuff?
People, yeah. People suggest it to us sometimes a lot. Ask us if we're neglecting certain things. Yeah.
What, do you fight a lot?
No, I don't know what we do. We like, he's you know, big, big personality. You know Tommy.
You're not pushing him at a valet in front of Bottega Louie.
I mean,
it's
you
not
know,
that bad.
We're further away from the TMZ over out there in the Basses. You know.
They can push each other in peace when yeah. it comes to the valet.
In the no bubble of our house, we never leave. So it all goes down, you know.
Okay, so no therapy yet.
You know, when I was talking to Dr. Donna, she was recommending that we do a session together.
Yes.
And then the last time that we had dinner together, she was like, it would be great to get him in. But he has to be wanting and willing. Otherwise, what am I going to do? I can't make him do anything. He's too alpha.
Mm. Well, no, and it's pointless if he's not into it. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, we're having really good sex, which is really positive.
That's good.
Yeah. That's been
that's
one
great.
Of the. Yeah. Because like if you have a dry spell.
You're halfway there.
Fits, yeah, everything is fucked up. But then once you're like having sex, it helps. So I don't know what we'd be in therapy for. Probably individual would be the best for me right now.
Okay, maybe for you, but you do look great, by the way.
Thank you.
The problem is because we were talking to Lisa Donovan on Monday about this.
Yeah.
Her friend has been sending her husband alone to therapy. And I my theory is that's a very bad idea because these straight guys, they're not going to work on shit unless mm-hmm. we're there telling them. Mm-hmm. You know, we have to tell these guys. Would tell the therapy what they need to be therapist what they need to be working on,
right?
Because I can't trust Stu to go on his own and talk
and
about.
Yeah, you need to be involved.
Yeah, I need to be there,
hands on.
Yeah, I need to be there to guide him and her.
Absolutely.
You're not controlling.
She doesn't know
why
what
do
to
people
do.
Say that?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know why I have that reputation.
It's weird.
How do I get him in?
But you know what I mean. He's going to go for 55 minutes, and he's going to talk about.
He keeps talking about baseball the
yep,
whole time.
Yep.
Football.
Tennis.
And the therapist
tennis.
Doesn't care. Oh, she's like, this is an easy session and yep. I'm making mad money.
$400.
Oh my God. Wasn't Josh yesterday saying that he had the worst therapist ever?
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
really hard to find a good one.
I got two good ones. Two good ones. I think multiple therapists is great.
Yeah.
But now what I need is a dream analyst because we were talking about that with Jen Green mm-hmm. because I keep having all these dreams and I'm trying to interpret them.
Oh, that sounds fun, though.
I know.
To have someone like that on a retainer.
I know.
Just
that's,
call them
I'm
whenever.
I'm looking for someone. So if you know of anyone.
Have you had more crazy dreams?
I had another one. I can't remember it, though. But I remembered it in the morning.
Well, yeah.
I need to write it down.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So it was the next night after the train.
Yes.
There was another one.
Okay.
I don't know if I got hit by a car. Ooh. I keep getting hit by things.
Oh, vehicles. No.
Yes.
You should document them.
Mm.
Right? First like train,
when you
then
wake...
a car?
But or... But... The train hit my car, but I was able to jump out in time.
Right, but then
because Dr. Donna parked the car too close to the tracks.
Well, you have to tell her what to do.
Right, and then she kept the keys.
What?
It was the new car, by the way. You just saw it.
It's gorgeous.
Destroyed in my dreams.
Was it tinted in the dream?
Totaled. Totaled. Yeah, the windows were tinted.
Okay.
I just had the windows tinted.
It's so pretty.
What percent? Like the dark, dark?
We went dark, dark.
It was dark, dark. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I hope I don't get a fix-it ticket for that.
No.
Really? I feel like that's so not L.A. They're like, do whatever you want.
Sometimes they just
fuck with
you.
Depends on if they want to fuck with
like,
you.
Oh,
they
got
to meet their quota.
You don't have a front license plate or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Jeff, this quick Google search says, vehicles symbolize our job, career, or some other interesting, important
that
pursuit.
Could be it because I'm negotiating the SiriusXM contract.
Oh.
Not very well. And so I only have 11 days left on my contract.
That's your dream interpretation.
Maybe that's
right
what the dream
there.
Is.
That's totally
what
it
is.
That's
what the train is.
You don't need to pay anyone. He just did it for you.
Pay
in like
us.
Seconds.
Pay Jameson.
With the money, bitch.
Yeah, I'm sure it has.
That's all they're
going to
do. You're going to bring this person on. They're going to run a Google search, and they're going to be like, "That'll be $350."
Shit, that's what I'm going to do.
It's genius.
And I'll be like, ACH, Zelle, check, what would you cash? What would you like? So you're going to be working, you both are working BravoCon next weekend.
Yeah.
Yes.
What time do you land on Thursday? Because I land really
early.
Did
Stu get back?
No,
are they
on
the same flight?
Or not.
Or in the afternoon.
Yeah. Okay.
Are you flying American?
I wouldn't even know. I just said put me on whatever flight Katie Maloney's on.
Oh, okay. So you guys are
as long as you're flying together?
Yes. As long as I can lay down and I'm with Katie Maloney, I'm like happy as it gets.
Same.
Yeah.
Love Katie.
Except
as long as I can lay down. It'd be with Katie.
That's all I want. Yes. I'm so easy to please.
So she's your BFF.
That's the ride or die. We like call each other, talk for hours, fill each other in on what we're doing.
Wow, that's like
all
Shane
the
and I.
My BFF, my
it's
ride or
so
die.
It's so fun. My BFF and ride or die.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have one of those?
I don't have anybody. I'm flying by myself.
No, but you have a BFF ride or die.
Yes. Yeah.
Who? Is it Tommy?
So Tommy, yeah, I mean, I don't think your husband should count.
I don't think so either. So who would yours be?
So nobody knows her. She's not a public person.
Oh, why?
That's the best kind.
She's not famous?
No, she's a regular person.
Wow. What's that
Shout
like?
Shout out, right? Regular people.
Yeah. Just like a normal job.
Speaking of normal people, my best friend, I was afraid to ask you this, but my best friend and I were going to have dinner on Polo Bar night. So can he come? He's gorgeous and gay and...
Yes.
No.
He has to.
No.
Okay.
Because I just went through this with Heather.
Okay.
We're basically doing a pre-interview with Lisa Barlow at dinner.
Okay.
However, he can meet us at 9 when we meet with Lala,
we're all
Heather,
do
Josh Flagg.
At 9.
Yes,
we're
all
gonna
doing something
have a
at 9.
Heyday. Can I bring a boy at that time too?
You can bring whoever you want at 9 o'clock.
Done.
That's
New York
what I told
roster.
Heather.
Yeah.
But I
we're
have
bringing
to...
the Brooklyn crew in. All
so
right?
you want
Fine.
Me to come to dinner?
Done.
Yes.
You don't want to do your pre-interview with just Lisa?
You're
going to
help me pre-interview.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're going to pre-interview.
Okay. Shake
and
her
then,
down.
And then we're all going to go out.
Okay. So and then we're going to move it to meatpacking.
Doesn't it just sound so fun? I mean,
I know, I'm excited.
I'm giddy about it.
Are we going to do like B12 infusions previously? To
I don't drink.
Well, how
so
much
I'm
do you
totally
plan on
good.
Drinking?
I thought we just need it for energy, not for alcohol.
Can't you just
I think
do a
we'll
Red
be
Bull?
Fine. Yeah,
I mean,
just drink
all
a Red
week?
Bull.
Why do we have to do IVs?
Remember Dr. Jeff? The one that like he said he'll give you like all the nutrients just so
no,
you
I
have
find
sustainability.
That I get sick. If someone puts a needle in me, I'm on the ground.
Okay, so
I don't. You
kombucha.
Wait, are you talking about doing an IV?
I felt like before we go, we get like a shot of B12, do things like that.
They have a lot going on. It's BravoCon. They're going to be on their feet for
You know what we should
hours.
Bring? Immunity. That Adrian Maloof
drink
prevention
aid.
Drink aid.
See,
we
now,
can buy
that's
that.
For a
I'll
hangover.
Ship it to the hotel.
No, you drink it before you start drinking.
Prevention.
Then there's also those patches we put on our asses.
Yeah, the ass patch.
By the way, I've heard those work
they
so
do.
Well.
They do. They do work.
Okay,
so we
just
we
do
need
that.
Ass patches.
Just
but we're
going to
need like 2 dozen of them.
For?
Okay.
For like when
for
you,
one night?
Because you're going to be drinking.
I want
and
one
this
for
like
both cheeks.
I
have a huge wagon, honey.
Yeah.
But I can't drink that much anymore. If
well,
I
you're
going
to have the vape at that
like
point. And you're
going
to be
great.
Yes.
They just forget
you know?
We're on the radio.
I know, it's a show. We're doing a show.
We're not at a dinner party.
Okay, we're getting a lot of calls. People want to know the brand of this ass patch. Is that what it's called? It's probably a nicer
I don't think
name
it's called an ass patch.
You're probably right.
I just Googled hangover patch, and it was from Krista. She gave it to us. BYTOX, I think, is the one that she gave us.
Okay, those are the ones.
Botox.
Oh, okay, we need those by... Oh, do you want to just send them to the hotel?
Yeah, I'll prime them
with
to the
lube?
Hotel. Yeah.
With lube. Yes.
Okay. Doug, this is an inside joke, but I'm going to tell you. Whenever Doug travels, he sends lube ahead. He will order it and send it to the hotel.
I've heard, though, that lube, no matter what, is game changer. Like, even for chicks who are young, get wet, the lube is still a must-have.
Yeah.
Young and get wet.
So
you know?
Is it because he doesn't want the airplane, it to explode on the airplane?
I honestly think he wants to have so much.
I think it's a quantity issue.
Do
like,
you
he'd
have
to pack another bag.
What kind of lube do you like?
Well, I just do the little travel lube. I don't need, like...
But, like, what brand? Like, KY Jelly?
No, it's, like, ID or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dudes as long as it's not scented, stuff. I don't, you know, it's all good.
It's not scented.
Yeah.
Yeah. I might have it here in my
generic.
Bag.
He pulls it out of the
next
lube.
To the
on
testosterone.
The
I'm going to the hormone doctor at 10:45, so that's why I brought my testosterone, if that's what you wanted to know. Lala.
Yeah, what is it? What's the hormone doctor going to do for you, and what can he do for us?
Well, I think that I'm ODing on testosterone, which maybe is why I'm so
is
angry.
Is it to keep you young or to keep you up?
All of it.
All of it. So it's just.
Yeah, I was very low.
Young enough.
Yeah.
Okay. Most men are, and they don't know it. Most men. Most.
Yes. Yes. I want to promote the Leah Black Beauty Bundle that's on sale now. It is 50% off. It is normally $289 for the three-product bundle, but Leah is selling it for $145. That includes tax and shipping. It's a great deal. It's the Skin Revitalizing Daily Face Wash, the Hyaluronic Hydrogel Eye Patches,
wow,
which is a top seller. It's, I mean, they're
amazing.
We're
going to need those next week.
We're going
to
need those next week.
Yeah,
and
sure.
The Sudden Youth face mask.
Oh, I should do a mask before we go. You're right.
Yeah. Good. So if you go to leahblack.com/Jeff now, $145 for the three-product bundle.
Wow, that's a great deal.
We are going to have so much fun next week. We don't even
I'm staying uptown because I'm close to Sirius.
Midtown. You're staying
yes,
midtown.
Yes, midtown. So I'll come down. I'll just come down.
I don't even know where that is.
So it's really far because of
from here, yeah,
because of traffic. Far.
Can we take Mary Jo
quick. Yeah, quick.
In Texas?
Quick.
Mary Jo, hi. Good quick. Morning.
Hey. How are you guys? Hi, Jeff. Shout out, Shane.
Shout out, Mary Jo. Hey.
MJ.
MJ.
Thank you. Hey, another MJ. I've got an easy solution for hangovers.
Please let us know.
Go to Whole Foods or any drugstore and get milk thistle. It's a pill.
Yeah.
It's a natural supplement that detoxes your liver.
Liver, yeah.
Mary Jo, do I take it before I'm drinking or before I go to sleep?
Best thing is take two before you go out and start drinking, and then take two when you come home at night with a glass of water.
Okay.
And it will definitely reduce any signs of hangover. I have tested this in the field. I take it, drink as much as my friends. They feel like crap the next day, and I am up and ready to go.
Okay, because are you a heavy drinker, Mary Jo? Sounds like it.
You have to be.
Yeah, you need to be.
At times. Yeah, at times I would qualify for chump level of
definitely.
I love her.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. That's good. Okay, did you write that down? Yeah,
milk thistle. I have some.
You do?
My trainer made me get it back in the day when I was drinking heavily. Oh, yeah.
Did you feel like it made a difference?
I never took it.
Your trainer or your sponsor?
Two drugs.
Exactly.
Sponsor.
It's actually Craig.
Oh, I was going to say, remember Megan getting COVID. How do you get COVID at Hollywood Bowl? She said there's at least 13 Jeff Lewis Live listeners that came up to her and hugged her.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Somebody gave her COVID. One of our listeners gave her COVID for sure.
You know who I met at Amy Phillips night? We met your fan. What's her name? Jeff Lewis. She's got a whole Instagram handle named after
her. Shout out Sarah from Texas.
Yes.
She's adorable.
She's amazing. I'm so excited.
Yeah, no, I love her. She's great.
How was the show? It was fun.
It was a great show. She knows how talented she is, Amy.
Amy. Mm-hmm. But you're not mentioning Reza.
He killed it. He did. He really did.
Really,
I didn't think he was going to.
That's not what I heard.
Yeah. No, because behind me, so I sat right next to Stuart. He kept going, Jesus. He kept, Jesus, throughout Reza's thing. It was really funny.
He says, fuck. Yeah. He does that too. Jesus, fuck.
Yeah.
Does that mean like it's good?
Yeah. No.
That means he's impatient.
Yeah, he was like surprised.
But now what's happening is I'm starting to talk like him. I was going to tell Kian because Kian's from Ireland as well. It's cold in here, isn't it? Because that's what he does. Everything ends in a question.
Oh, I was like, it is a little
and now
cold
I'm doing,
in here.
And now, that's what I'm doing now. So I'll be like, it's cold in here, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm starting to talk like you. Lala Kent, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for showing up and not canceling.
Thank
we
you
would
for
love
having
to have
me.
You back in pants that fit. MJ, love you. We'll see you both next week in New York. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Woo!
Home isn't just a place. It's a state of mind. Like curling up in a comfy chair while it's cold outside. With a warm drink, or maybe even a wine in hand. As you watch the world go by outside your window.
Mmm, short rib.
Good afternoon, this is your captain speaking.
Which is why at Delta, our people do our best to make you feel at home.
Refill?
Long before you get there. Delta, keep climbing.
Life is a highway,
and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.